We left off on Daf and Beis and Aleph. I think we'd actually read the Mishnah before Yontif, but we'll just start again. Let's get back to the swing of things on the top of Nun Beis and Aleph. That if a person passes away and leaves little children behind, so then someone's got to take care of them. Obviously, they're not going to be not going to have the ability to deal with their monetary issues. So the Yisomim themselves kind of find somebody. It's not that there was someone who was appointed in Beis Din, not even someone who was appointed by the father before he died. But the Yisomim themselves just kind of move into someone's house and pretty much are taken over by somebody. Or if there was a formal appointment of an apotropos, being a guardian, if it was appointed by the father, so chayav la'aseh perosayim. In all these circumstances, the person who is either literally appointed or by de facto being appointed as the guardian for these Yisomim has to take care of not only the monetary issues, but their religious issues as well. And one of the religious issues is that they have to take care of the taking chupas and mice off of their fruit. Just imagine the person passes away, leaves a whole estate, land, produce growing. So all the fruits and vegetables that he has to be ma'aser, and the Yisomim are little kids, they can't do that. So the apotropos's job is to make sure that all the mice is taken off properly. Apotropos sheminei avi Yisomim. If you have a situation that an apotropos was appointed by the father, yishava. So then at the end of his term, when the children become the age when they're old enough, they're over bar mitzvah, they can take care of their own monetary issues. So then the apotropos has to swear that he didn't take anything here yet, free rein, free access to all their entire estate. So he has to take a shvu and beis din that he didn't do anything inappropriate during all that time. He knew beis din lo yishava. However, if it was an apotropos that was appointed by the beis din, then there is no shvu. I think I was going to explain a little bit later why that distinction. Abishol says it actually it's the exact opposite, that it was appointed by the beis din, then there is a shvu, whereas appointed by the father, there's no shvu. Again, the question is going to explain what the point of contention is. The basic issue at hand is there's almost like a little bit of a tension here. On the one hand, we very, very much would like this person to take a shmur because there is definitely room for some concern. You have a little bit of dishonest dealings there. Like, I guess, has free rein to a big estate for years and nobody's supervising him. So that's, of course, a room for concern. On the other hand, we don't want to make life too difficult for the apotropos, because if we're going to make the apotropos too frightened, no one's going to bother being an apotropos. Of course, it's going to be to the detriment of the Yisomim. So we have to walk a tight line, that tightrope. On the one hand, we want to encourage honesty, and the other hand, we don't want to discourage people being taking the job as apotropos. So the Gemara is going to explain in a number of days why some Tanoim prefer Shmuel in one case, the others opt for Shmuel in the other case. But the Gemara goes back to the basic halacha here, that the Mishnah tells us that the apotropos has the ability to separate Shmuel and Maaseros, which is very startling, because we have a Brice that teaches us Rabbeinu. The Torah says in Mishnah's Korach, that you have to take off Chumash and Maaseros. And the Torah Shemaksav, he has the extra word, Kain Tarimu Gam Atem, also you. It should have just said, Kain Tarimu Atem, you should separate Chumash and Maaseros. What is the meaning of the phrase Gam? So the Torah explained to us, Gam comes to include that a whole group of other people who are not necessarily the owner can separate, but those gams, only if you're the shaliach. If you're appointed by the other person, then and only then can you separate your mitzvahs on their behalf. But if not, if you aren't appointed by the other person, so you're not a formal shaliach, then we apply the rule of atem. So it's almost like a little bit of a two different halachas merging together. It's gam atem. Gam means even a shaliach can do it, but atem means no, only you, nobody else. Who are the only user? Nobody else. So a tevelo shutfim. One partner cannot separate tumas and maizos for the other partner unless he's appointed as the shliach to do so. Well, a tevelo arisit. Let's say a person is a sharecropper. Person is a sharecropper. He has access to some of the produce, but not all of it. So he's not allowed to separate tumas and maizos from stuff that he's not entitled to. A tevelo apitropin, or in case of a mishnah, if a person is an apitropin, it's not theirs. And if it's totally not yours, I go into your field and I separate troops of ice without your permission, so that's definitely going to be null and void. So we ask the Gemara, how could it be that the Mishnah talks about the obligation of an apotropos to separate troops and ice? How does that square away with this Bryce? And it says that apotropos has absolutely zero control, zero ability to separate Jews and Isis for something that's not his. So Chizda says, no, it's a big difference. That the Mishnah is talking about what the kids have to eat right now. The kids got to eat something tonight. So they go to the field, collect a bag of apples, and if it's not going to separate Jews and Isis, so the kids are going to be eating treif. So whatever's necessary to feed them right now, that the apotropos isn't allowed to do. Whatever is not necessary, they're putting stuff into the storehouses for the next 10 years, so they'll deal with it when the kid turns by mitzvah. So, like a big sign that says, not yet, my sir, but you have no right to separate two mitzvahs if it's not absolutely critical right now. How do we understand this distinction? It's almost like with monoshach. If the apotropos has the monetary ability to do it, then he should be able to do it. If he doesn't, he doesn't. So why should that be a difference? So there are two opinions in the Rishon and the Rashba quotes two different ways how to understand this chiluk. But the Rashba quotes one opinion that is Zomid Rabbanim. In the Torah, the apotropos is a garnish. It's nothing. It's not his. It's not his. So we can't separate Jews and Mises. But Chazal made a special takana to permit the apotropos to do it when they felt it was absolutely critical. How do they have the right to do that? If it's not his, it's not his. Famous Hefker Bezen Hefker, that they were mafkir all the fruit that belongs to the Talib and gave it to the apotropos and gave him the koch to separate Jews and Isis if and when it's critical. Otherwise, the kids are going to eat trade. But if it's not critical, they can put away the storehouse if they can have it in 6 months from now. And they never gave the apotropos that koch. And the Rashi was another opinion and said, no, it's Minat Torah. That Minat Torah, Yad apotropos is Kiyad, Yisomim. And he's considered to be literally like the Bailam, like the Torah recognizes the model of, what is it? On the power of attorney, guardianship. He's the guardian. He signs. Look, you take your kid for a passport. I'm saying, you sign off for them. You're considered to be the yad of the child. So, really, in the Torah, the apotropos can always separate Jews and Mises. It's just that with the rabbanim, it's not necessary. So, let's wait. So, it's only putting it into the storehouse. So put it away for 6 months. The kid will take care of it later. But in the Torah, the apotropos has full reaching ability. Right. So whatever's necessary to eat, right? Right. That's what the Gemara is saying. Whatever's necessary. Whatever's necessary. It's okay. So that's the bottom line. Whatever can be pushed off should be pushed off. Whatever can't be pushed off, so that's lahakha. That would be okay. So this Rashba is very, very far-reaching potential ramifications. Folks can talk about that. How much can the apotropos do? Also talking about can apotropos to pinch a ben for a child. Can what other things can apotropos possibly do in terms of this yad apotropos yad bailam dovi? So it's a lot of that discussion where the poskim is all grounded in this sugya and get nothing base. Well, that's the thing. Whatever's going to be eaten, he's allowed to do whatever is not going to be eaten. Let's say again, I'm not holding it down. Let's say they're going to take apples, they're going to turn them into applesauce, and they're going to put them into jars and leave it for the next 10 years. So it's not Mitzorach. So only whatever is absolutely bare minimum Mitzorach, so either with the rice or the Rabbanon, but only is the bare minimum Mitzorach, so whatever's Lahaniach, so then they have no right to do. So you know, it says, Vatanya, that we learned to brisa, it actually supports it. Sometimes when the one says the phrase Vatanya, it's a question, and sometimes it's a statement. One of the problems in the Gemara, there are no punctuation marks in the Gemara. So you're not sure what it is. But here, Rashi says on the spot, that this Braisa that we're about to quote actually supports the theory, this distinction that we just said. The Apotropin have the koach to take Jumas and Isis to the purpose of feeding the Yisrael, but not Laniach. And in addition, the Braisa starts to delineate all the different things that apotropism can do for Yisomim in order to make life better for them, in order to protect their interests. So, for example, they could sell, let's say they have animals that have to be sold. So that's going to be in the best interest of the Yisomim, so that they can sell the animals. They can sell their avodim, their shvachos, they can sell houses, they can sell fields, whatever is necessary. So the kids have nothing to eat. So if you're not going to start to sell off some of the property, that's going to be a problem. But you shouldn't.
And if he does this,
you
should actually
bow it. Yes, that thing about talks about that. About if the apotropos do things that will atone for some of them, they didn't really make a mistake in what they did, so then they can't really change it later. Whatever, it's guardianship. I said, the guy, if somebody's a court-appointed guardian, I think whatever he does is going to be balanced. That's what this idea of Trump said. How long accepts that idea?
He
did certain violations of the details. I don't know. When the whole sugars of Apotropos, what's considered to be, the Gemara has sugars in the Sanhedrin of Kedushin. Let's say Apotropos sells some of the property, he sells them, and he miscalculated. He didn't get the best deal possible. The Gemara talks about that. Now, if he made a mistake, did not make a mistake. How often was the mistake? So it was the sugars of the Gemara. About to what degree can we now go back and say, wait a second, the Apotropos wasn't acting, made a mistake. Now it's going to cost you so much. So here the Gemara just give you the guidelines are what the Apotropos is allowed to do. So the basic idea is you can sell stuff. The goal here is not a permanent solution. It's just a temporary hold off until the kid is old enough to do things himself. So basically the rule is the hakam lo laniach. And the Gemara continues, mochim lahen peiros yeno shmanim slos hakam lo laniach. We have to buy things for them. So here the Braisa talks about you want to buy food for them. So then you're allowed to do that. You can take their money and buy whatever is necessary. The Osirlan Lulav Yarab of Sukkah Mitzitzis. Then the Braisa continues and says that sometimes they have religious expenses also. So we have to take some of the money of the Arusha and buy them a lulav for sukkahs, because the din is that a child was a gil chinuch is supposed to be shaking a lulav, and we have to build a kid a sukkah. Say gil chinuch is supposed to be sitting in the sukkah. So strangely, the Gemara lists off four different items, four different chafotzim of a mitzvah. Interesting, three out of the four come from the sukkah, so we just celebrated. So it talks about a lulav, talks about our rubbers, and talking about a sukkah is also so much striking a rubber. So what? That's what it sounds like. So if someone took the word Arava out, they said the Kirsa doesn't make any sense. If Chazal is speaking about we don't want to minimize the minig of Arava. It's a minig from the days of Chagas, Chamalot, the days of the Neviim. So it's an important minig Yisrael that we observe. But the Tilas Arava is not even a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah, the Rabbanim. So we don't make a bracha on it because it's only the Torah's minig, not the Torah's mitzvah. So I'm not minimizing it, but it's striking that if Chazal were thinking of different mitzvahs that cost money, so it's hard to believe that would have been on the list. And if I don't want to usurp the role of being a Tana, I would have said making and a matzah costs a lot more money than a rubber. So I'm not sure exactly, but some of the things made to the list. So lulav, arav, sukkah, mitzitzes, chodav, sheyesh, lo kitzvah. So this list is not exhaustive. The list is just giving you examples of things that have a kitzvah. There's an end to it. So certain mitzvahs have a certain amount, but some people buy $100 loans, some people buy $20, buy $500 loans, but there's a kitzvah. No one's spending an ongoing, forever and ever money for a lulu. So whenever you have a mitzvah that has a certain set amount to it, so then it's part of the responsibility of the Trump is to pay for that. This comes to include other kinds of mitzvahs. Let's see a shofar. That would be another example. A kid doesn't have a shofar. Someone's going to blow a shofar from this kid. So if you have to spend a few dollars to buy a shofar, so you buy a shofar. And then other examples, the Rabbi says, local say the Torah, tell them mezuzos, called the Abishayishno Kitzvah. And you buy for them, say the Torah. You need a Sefer Torah again. This was in the old days, everyone had their own Sefer Torah. You had to have a Sefer Torah in order to learn from it. You had nothing to read from. And you have to buy tefillin, which is also the post can discuss. Why buying tefillin? Because the answer is he's probably wearing the tefillin. Why is he wearing tefillin? Gil Chinuch. Because Medina the Gemara, really, once a child is old enough to understand and to watch his tefillin carefully and not to take him to the bathroom, so then the Gemara says, Mishiyodea, Mishmos tefillin, it's chayav to wear tefillin. So we have a practice that we follow the view that we don't let little children wear tefillin, even though they're 9, 10, 11 years old. We mechanic with other mitzvahs, tefillin, we're very, very weary in being mechanic for whatever reason, technical reason that we follow those views, Mishman Hazet. But Medina the Gemara, the kids, the 8, 9, 10 year old kids were already wearing tefillin. They're old enough to know not to treat the tefillin disrespectfully. So whatever is necessary, the realm of Kisvei HaKodesh will buy for them. Chodav Sheish Lo Kitzvah, provided that there's a set amount to it. Asuya Megillah. So you have to buy for them a Megillah also. From the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. The Ein Poskim Aleihem Tzedakah. The Ein Poskim Aleihem says, Hashvuin, Lo Chodav Sheish Lo Kitzvah. However, What we don't do is we don't insist on spending their money for mitzvahs that have no end to them. Tzedakah and nebuch. We know no end to tzedakah, no end nebuch to pigeon shvuyim, no end the whole local dov she'elo kitzvah asuyit and chum yavelim. That if there's money that's collected in order to help people out, nifim avelim, these kinds of chesed mitzvahs, they can sometimes know no bounds. The ain't up a drubbin, rasho and lodom lachum, the lischos, but it's a yisomim. So the simple reading of the Brice is that the Apotropsim have no right to go to Dine Torah on behalf of the Yisomim. They shouldn't go. Just push all the thing on. Kids are caught them. Wait till it turns about mitzvah. So it's no mitzvah for the Apotropsim to go run to do the Dine Torah. But the Brice is a little bit confusing because the Brice makes it sound like the Apotropsim shouldn't go to a Dine Torah either for the benefit of the Ketanim or to the detriment of the Ketanim. The Gemara says, "It's close to my law. If he can make a few dollars for the Ketanim, why not? Let him go to the, let him win." So, El Lachov Amanas, this comes Benichsi Yisai Man. Now, what it means is this follows that let's say he thinks he's going to win, so he goes to the Dintara, full of confidence he's going to win. He doesn't win, so then he, well, that he had no right to do that. So then we're going to just cancel the case that the Apotropos didn't have the authority to represent the child in a case where he's actually going to lose. The Apotropos Rashon Limkov Barachov Glugo Bakarov. That an Apotropos has no right to start selling off, let's say, real estate of the Yisomim. He's going to take out a great deal, a phenomenal deal. Let me sell this piece of land that they have. It's very far away. It's not such a good location. Yeah, as the real estate agents say, I think the rules are like location, location, location. So the appropriate shop is going to say, I'm going to sell away this stuff that's far away, and I'm going to use that money to go buy something that's much closer. So he comes up with a whole simple diagram to explain why he's doing it for the benefit of the assignment. He's going to go sell off some not such good property, and he's going to buy some good property. You don't do those things. You don't do really dealing in the children's real estate, my taiba. You do mishtatfin. He said that maybe the field itself that you're going to buy is not going to be so good. So it may be in a great location, except it may be the field that's going to it's going to suffer. So the bottom line is that this is not we don't make these grandiose, risky investments and transactions on behalf of the Yisomim. The goal is to take care of their property, whatever is absolutely critical right now. We take care of their physical needs and their religious needs right now. We try to hold everything in limbo until the kids turn by mitzvah.
Is there anything to be read into the fact that they say they want to hide in the pocket? Teaching Torah is not something, it's not high of a feeling.
It could be this Bryce was already absent days of Shubha Gamma. That was already the ready system. That was the whole elementary school system that existed in Kleistel, but the dates of Aishani was Dafka for these cases. But it could be someone. Originally, the Gemara says in the Basra that in the olden days, it was not a father. Father's all the time, they didn't have to go to school for. The Gemara said the problem was the people who never didn't have fathers, and whose fathers didn't know how to learn, or didn't know how to have the ability, didn't have the time to teach them. So they had to set up schools of the evidence. They had no choice then. Set up schools. So yeah, they're going to go to school. The Ein Apotrop and Rashad Limko Sadas Likachabadim. So an apotropos is not allowed to sell off real estate and buy avodim. We assume that it's safer, it's better, it's a better investment to have real estate long term. So therefore, the apotropos cannot do that, but the apotropos can sell off avodim in order to get sadas. Says, no, you don't even do that. Why? Dilma Lomashafian said, you're going to go buy real estate. I mean, if they sold, that's not the job. The job is not to become a real estate tycoon of the chasim of the Yisomim, because buying real estate is very, very dangerous. I mean, it may be a great investment, but it may flop because if, let's say, it turns out that they'll go spend a lot of money and they'll sell off other property to buy real estate. It'll turn out that the field that they bought is a field that has other claims against it. So all of a sudden, the kids are going to find themselves in court having their foreclosures off their property. So therefore, it's not a good idea. So those are the kinds of things that Rav Shimon Gamliel says we don't do on behalf of the Yisomim. Ain't up a drop in the bank continues. I have to assure the hotel about the Becheris that the Apotropos doesn't have the authority to free Avadim. If he's supposed to protect the property of the Yisomim, not supposed to be doing other kinds of things. What if it's necessary to sell the avodim. Let's say they don't have any money. They don't have any money to feed the yisomim. So they have to get rid of the avodim. So the Gemara says you should do it as follows. So rather than the apotropos himself just free the eved just like that, so we do it with a little bit of a side that we sell off the avanim to somebody else. It shouldn't look like the apotropos himself is freeing them, and as long as we ascertain that this is for the betterment of the yisomim, so we sell them off to somebody else. Then somebody, and then the person gives the money, so we have the money right up front to the yisomim. Then the other person is going to free the avanim. Rebbe Omer, Omerani Afu Nosen Be'atzav Yaitzeh, Beishu Kamach Oloi. So Rebbe says that if the Yevet can get money from somebody else, so then the Yevet himself will buy his own freedom out. So we talk L'Achshav Imam Be'achron. After all this is over, when they finish doing whatever they're buying and they're selling, so they take care of these Omer. Now the kids turn by mitzvah, so now they're going to be in charge of their own property. So now they have to make a cheshbon at the end. And the Trump is going to be held accountable to be able to show how much money he's watched and what he's done, and he's going to potentially have to take a shvua to that effect that he hasn't taken anything on his own. Shmuel Gamliel says he's not going to have to make a cheshbon with a shvua at the end. That's related to the sugya of the Mishnah about who we do make take a shvua does. I think I was going to explain a little bit more about this in other days. Enos and Abba Trump and Nosha Rabban Muktanim. And who are some people who are fit to be apotropsim? So we should not appoint a woman to be an apotropos. Shalom is very simple. In the days of Chazal, the women didn't have such easy access to the business world. So it's going to be very hard. She's going to go handle, she's going to go tumble for behalf of the Yisomim. It's not going to work very well. And similarly, we're not going to appoint an Eved to be apotropos. We're not going to trust an Eved with the property. And Ketanim, I'm not saying some Rishon didn't have the gears of Ketanim. Ain't a B'nai Das, Rashi, you're going to appoint a Ketan, one Ketan, he's going to take care of another Ketan. So that doesn't make any sense. The meaning of the Yisomim should be the other. Let's say the father himself appointed. The father says, I know this woman. She's very trustworthy. She's very, very capable. I want her to be the apotropos. Okay. So again, we're not going to choose a woman to be an apotropos because in days of Chazal, that Shaykh would do such a good job. But that was the wishes of the father. So be it. How apotropos? The Habib Bishavusi, the Rabbi Meir. There was an apotropos who was in the neighborhood of Rabbi Meir. So he was trying to do some of the things that the Brisa says were not supposed to be done. He was selling land and he was buying up on them. So Shafka Rabbi Meir didn't let him do this. So Rabbi Meir was shown in a dream that night. They were shown in the Shemayim. Anila Haros, we had told him knows that Chesh Baruch was sending a message that somehow he wanted these apotropos to lose, these yisomim to lose their money, whatever it was, whether they were not appropriate, the father wasn't, but whatever the background was, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was almost telling Rabbi Meir a message, now leave that, let the apotropos do what he's doing, because they shouldn't be having this money anyway. So if you look at the man didn't listen to the dreams, didn't listen to these stories, we don't pass in shalos based on dreams. They tell you a message in a dream not to do something or to do something that's like aloha, you don't listen to it. So here, Rabbi Meir says that it is. Trump says no authority to do what he's doing. So therefore, I'm the rabbi of that. I have to make sure that he doesn't do things inappropriately. Forget about what the dreams say. And Obey trade Igabu Sultan. Now, he went to another story about Rabbi Meir, interesting story about dreams. So there were two people who the Sultan was starting up with. The Chobe Shimshe have a comment about the Adodi. Every late afternoon, Sharam explained every Friday afternoon, Mar says in Shabbos that the Satan has a special authority to enter into this world of Shabbos, the late afternoon, the Mar says that the Satan gets everybody angry. Why does everybody get nervous and screaming? Everyone's yelling in the bench like that. Why is still in the shower? Why have you not yet in the shower? Everyone's screaming. Husbands, wives, kids, everyone's screaming at each other. That's the work of the Satan. Right before Shabbos starts, so people have to be extra careful. I always said it's very ironic that the whole mitzvah of Halachas Ner Shabbos is to enhance Shalom Bayis. It was probably the most stressful thing that adds to the most lack of Shalom Bayis. People yelling and screaming, it's not time for Lach Benching, it's past Lach Benching, it's Peshki, or whatever. You have to be careful. So there were two people who every Friday they were getting into a fight. So Ikla Rabbi Meir Lohasam. So Rabbi Meir happened to arrive in his town when he heard about this. So he... It took him three Fridays So they got everyone to be quiet again, to make peace with one another. So Shame the Kama Vaida Afki Ramela Ogabu Base. So we heard that the Sultan was saying, "Oh, woe to me. Rameh threw me out of town. Rameh threw me out of my house." So the Sultan was complaining that he didn't get a chance to make more machlokes on that Friday. How about Petropas? What does another story about this? Once in Petropas, Tavu Shabusa Rav Shuvan Levi. He was in the neighborhood of Rav Shuvan Levi. Tavu Kamazmin Aram, Rizov and Tari. That he was selling off land of the Somer. He was buying oxen with it. So that doesn't sound right. He said before, you're not supposed to sell off the land to buy other things. Shuvan Levi did not correct him, did not confront him. Sublik Rav Yossi. So Shuvan Levi thought that there was some Tanoim who would permit that, who would sanction that, namely Rabbi Yossi, and he felt we should follow Rabbi Yossi, the sign of Rabbi Yossi. The Yomai lo karisu ish to ish to the shori, that he said, I never called my wife, I never called my ox, el ish to beisi, I always called my wife my house, because the ish is the keres habayis, she's the mainstay of the house, so he would always call her as the covenant of confession, he would always call her, this is my house, I'm not necessarily recommending you introduce your wife with that term, so people make sure to explain to this Gemara if you do such a thing. But the Lashari Sadi, and he would always call his ox his field, because the ox was the main part of the field. Now, without the animals, you can't work the field. So Rabbi Yossi's opinion was that the ox and the animals that are going to be working in the field are so critical. That's what Rishon Levi held. You can even sell some real estate with the animals if you don't get the animals. The field's going to be worth it. If you don't have an ox to plow the field, to work the field, your real estate is going to be worthless. Rabbi Yossi and Shimon Levi would accept this view. You could even sell off some of the actual real estate in order to get these animals. I know Yasmin of a speaking Gabi Hai Safta. There were some Yisomim who were kind of like had moved in. They were being taken care of by this older woman. So she was acting as de facto as the Apotropos. Havlu Tarsa, they had an animal. Shakwa Uzabinta Dilayav. She sold it on their behalf. Also, Kromla Kamadir Nachman. So the relatives came to Rav Nachman and said, "Amule, my avidita does not." Who is she? She went, nobody pointed out. She just started to sell property for them. Amule, you some should some kinds of balabayis tanan. If you look in the Mishnah speaks about different kinds of apotropsim. There's an apotropos appointed by the father. There's an apotropos appointed by the basin. And then there's Yisom Shasom Kvetzavolabayis. That means that the Yisom themselves just kind of picked for themselves an adult. Somebody in the community who's helping them take care of them. So even though the person wasn't an official formal apotropos, but if they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, and they're taking care, they really are helping for the benefit of the Yisom, so be it. So that was the role that's out. So she did actually have the halakha authority to do certain things, even though she wasn't formally appointed as an apotropos. Problem is, if the story is going to continue, is that the things that she was selling so may not necessarily have been the best deal. So that's the thing I was going to talk about. The prices went up, the prices went down, and a lot of the nuances and technical details as to what happens when things are sold on behalf of the Yisomim. They end up not necessarily to have been in the best interest of the Yisomim when we backpedal and what we don't. So hopefully, so the next time we'll continue with this. Zaman, how are we doing? Yeah, you got to mute yourself.
Yeah, it's
your boys.
My oldest, yeah, he was called back in. I mean, every family, I have four nephews that were called back in, and they're calling everyone in. It was Mama Shemini Atzeres with slaughter. It was a surprise, and it was just unbelievable what happened.
Oh,
Jesus. And then mobilizing, calling everyone in the country, they mobilized everyone because they want to have them all over the borders north. So they're expecting. There's a potential of all directions.
Right. Okay. Give me a call later if you want to schmooze, okay? All right? Okay.